presidential race starts early. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
And we will make America great.
Former President Trump kicking off his third campaign for the White House, announcing he's running for president again.
Debuting what he's calling a national greatness agenda, former President Donald Trump will seek the presidency again, promising to restore economic and national security policy he says was working until the Biden administration nixed it.
All of the incoming administration and all they had to do was just sit back and watch.
And then implored supporters to help out GOP Senate candidate in Georgia, Herschel Walker. Mr. Trump also called for congressional term limits and a ban on the use of public funds for campaigns.
Fox's Evan Brown at Mar-a-Lago. The Democrat National Committee is predicting it's the kickoff of what it calls a messy Republican primary. World hotspots getting hotter. Taiwan reports Chinese ships and aircraft have crossed into its air defense zone, prompting the Taiwanese government to put its air defense systems on alert. An oil tanker offshore from Oman has been struck by a suspected Iranian bomb-laden drone, according to a Mideast security official. A Russian-made missile landed in Poland yesterday near its border with Ukraine, triggering fears of an escalating conflict with Russia. But U.S. defense sources say their initial assessment is that missile was fired by Ukrainian forces at an inbound Russian rocket. For the first time in nearly 50 years, America is on its way back to the moon with the launch early this morning of the Artemis moon rocket.
3, 2, 1, boosters in ignition, and liftoff of Artemis 1. We rise together back to the moon and beyond.
Audio courtesy of NASA TV, the Orion space capsule will orbit the moon with test dummies aboard ahead of a planned manned launch in 2024. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Not in the majority yet. House Republicans have held their leadership elections.
On the House side, the GOP nominated Kevin McCarthy for Speaker, even though his party has yet to officially win control. McCarthy's vote, 188 to 31. McCarthy is 30 votes short of the 218 he needs to win on the floor in January. Steve Scalise was unopposed as majority leader. Tom Emmer defeated Drew Ferguson and Jim Banks for whip. But the GOP is still one vote short of the House majority. They're sitting at 217.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. A federal appeals court will likely have to sort out conflicting rulings on Title 42, the Trump-era policy that allowed migrants potentially COVID-infected to be removed from the country. A federal judge in California says the policy must end. Earlier, a federal judge in Louisiana ruled the Biden administration must continue the policy. In upstate New York, police releasing more details about a deadly domestic shooting involving a police officer.
Police in Rochester call it a double murder suicide. They say off-duty officer Tiffany Gadsden shot two women and then turned the gun on herself. She was pronounced dead after being taken to a hospital. One of her victims also died, while a third woman is being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. So far, there's no word on a motive. The New York State Attorney General's office is conducting an investigation as required by law when a crime is committed by a police officer. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Two states are planning executions today. Texas preparing a lethal injection for Stephen Barbie, convicted of suffocating his pregnant ex-girlfriend and her 7-year-old son in 2004. Arizona plans to put Murray Hooper to death for a double contract killing that was committed in 1980. His two co-defendants avoided the executioner, dying in prison during Arizona's 8-year death penalty hiatus. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.